Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:14, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Talk about a lot of different things. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. We had a story we're running about the surge in water board and the rain that happened and after the Monday after Easter. And I know you guys are going to talk about it today at the Council's Public Works Committee. But again, it seems like everything is fine until it rains. Then we got turbine problems and power problems, which I don't know if we always have power problems or they only occur. You see, here's a question, Joe. It comes down to, are the power problems exposed because it happens to rain a lot? And that's when we go back and look and it's like, oh, well, if you had checked every day, you would have noticed we had a power problem. Or is it whenever you go to use the system to pump the water, it doesn't work? And that's why we know we have a problem. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great question. Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do with how much power you have to generate versus dry events versus rain events. And obviously, if it's not raining, there isn't as much power that's needed. And I think for a long time, we sort of talked about sewage and water boards, power needs and what needs to be done. And of course, as everybody knows, you have the old power system, the 25 hertz power and the 60 hertz power. So you have two problems now, Tommy. One is you have an old power source that's outdated and you have plenty of 25 hertz pumps. And then those pumps are powered in turn either by something like turbine 4, which is 100 years old. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. It dates back to World War One. You have those frequency changers that then can convert the 60 hertz power to the 25 hertz, but then how are you getting the power to where it needs to be? So it's a long way of saying the power issues become more problematic because you have to have more power necessary when it rains. You have to have power for 25 and 60 hertz when it rains. And because the system is old, it's hard to manage all that, which, of course, is why all of us have our fingers crossed so readily for the summer when the new substation and Turbine 7 come online.
So let me take a step back here, if I may. And that is, when it comes to the pumps, and they can handle, because here's the deal. Before the Cedric Grant flood, the infamous Cedric Grant flood, right, we were told the pumps can handle an inch an hour for the first hour and then a half inch every hour thereafter. I still don't know what that means, because that's like a 1 in 100 year rainfall kind of reference, because it sounds great, but what does it really mean? So it goes to what pumps are available at what area, what power's available at what area, right? So is that still an accurate statement, Joe, to say you're a smart man, you're an attorney, you do this stuff, you know, for a living? Is that an accurate statement to say an inch an hour and a half an inch thereafter? Because now we're back to saying, we got away from saying it, now we're saying it again, and I don't know what it means.
I think the statement itself is accurate, but then you added something on that has become the new corollary to the statement, which is important, which is, well, this is a 100-year rainstorm or a 10-year rainstorm. Mm-hmm. And what I keep on saying to Sewage and Water Board and to legislators is, hey, the reality is these 10-year rainstorms are not occurring every 10 years. They're occurring every year, sometimes multiple times mm-hmm. per year. So we have to maybe start talking about how we're changing certain things as a result of that, because the 10-year storm, the 50-year storm, the 100-year storm, they're happening with greater frequency than they used to. And so the whole idea of 1 inch per hour, half an inch is fine if the modeling is what it's supposed to be, but we're having those stronger storms that happen. I think Sewage and Water Board, and they'll correct me if I'm wrong here, but the storm that happened the other day when T4 went down, Algiers and Marrero and Gretna got something like 6 to 8 inches mm-hmm. during just those couple of hours. I mean, the system is just not designed.
Well, see, and that's the crux of it, Joe, and that's what I'm getting at is, well, then turbine 4 doesn't matter. If it rained 9 inches, it doesn't matter. And that's where I get confused with this, because we have an after actions report. Steve Nelson tells me turbine 4, really old piece of equipment, takes about 3 hours to get heated up, piece of equipment I can really only use if I know exactly when and where it's going to rain, which he doesn't. Nobody really does. So when it comes to the inch, an hour and a half an inch thereafter, that depends on the drainage.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Depends on what gets into the canals. It depends on what can be pumped. Or what kind of power is available for the pumps to work? Are the pumps working? So I guess that just seems to me like a meaningless generalization, or am I wrong?
I don't think it's a meaningless generalization, but I think, again, you've now, just listening to you, become an expert in the drainage system too, and you're hitting on all of
you're not being sarcastic when you say that, right?
I'm not. Okay. That is said with absolute sober seriousness. Is that, look, you just identified the front part of the system, okay? So Sewage and Water Board, in my view, has consistently been blamed for drainage issues that happen in the front. Catch basin that's blocked, the smaller linear line that's blocked. I mean, it's just like the plug in your bathtub. Mm-hmm. If you put that plug down in your bathtub, the water's not going to go anywhere. You lift it up. Now, that has nothing to do with power. That has to do with just pure gravity and movement and getting everything in the right spot. So if that doesn't move, that is a problem. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, as you're pointing out, I would argue, is the power issue. I mean, we've seen what happens both in 2017 and post-2017 when the power goes out. Remember, gosh, I guess it was close to last year, we had the boil water advisory mm-hmm. when the balloon hit the line and the system tripped at Sewage and Water Board, and the water pressure went down for a little while. That's a power issue. That's not a, it rained too hard, the drains were blocked, the lines weren't clean. That is a pure power issue, and the power is a problem. And then the last problem that you're pointing out, which is the one that's much harder to deal with and more expensive, is, okay, let's assume the drains are perfectly cleaned and the power is running like it should be, which should be the case this summer. Well, then if you get 6 to 8 inches of rain, then how do we deal with that? And that's the point where the system truly is overwhelmed, and you have to talk about just monumental wads of money to fix that, because it requires more pumping capacity, more retention of water, all sorts of systems. And I think that's the next place that we're moving towards. But we've been in such a problem, Tommy, because, again, you pointed this out, turbine 4 is ancient. A lot of the pumps are ancient. They use 25 hertz power. We're finally going to have a new power source for the first time in such a long time. There has to be conversion of the old pumps to the new power source. There has to be water purification. And then how do you start dealing with retaining water or making the system stronger as it is? And I guess that's going to be the piece down the road. We're kind of, in my view, the remedial mode right now. And then how do you get out of remedial to slightly more proactive?
Yeah, let me take a break. It just seems like every time something like this happens, we talk about this power being out or that power being out. However, meanwhile, back at the ranch, if it rains 9 inches, there's nothing you could do anyway. So I get confused about that. We'll talk about the pick to lead the surge in water board when we come back. Randy Heyman and your thoughts on that. He's coming from Philadelphia, and does he have experience, or does he understand everything that he's getting into, as we just outlined, talking to Joe Geruso, our friend, New Orleans City Council member, about the surge in water board drainage, and when it rains 9 inches, I don't know what anybody can do. 7:23 traffic now, WWL. 7:28 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. The Public Works Committee will meet later on, talk about the Easter Monday flood. Let's talk about Randy Heyman. Joe, coming from Philadelphia, thoughts on him as the new executive director of the SNWB?
Well, Mr. Heyman seems to have a wonderful educational background. Went to Michigan undergrad, Georgetown Law School. You know how us lawyers always push for other lawyers. But one of my chief concerns is maybe twofold. Number one, I don't understand how none of the internal candidates made the final round of interviews. You just said yourself, Steve Nelson was on air.
He seems like the obvious choice to me, Joe, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, he seems like an obvious choice to be in the mix, and I don't know how you say he isn't. And also, Tommy, like, let's point out every time, basically in the last year to year and a half, there has been a hard media story. Steve Nelson's the one who, pardon the pun, has carried the water for sewage and water board. And I just think they've used him a whole lot to go do the hard lifting, and then not to even advance him or Caitlin to the final round is disappointing. And the other problem, I think, for Mr. Heyman, we were discussing all of this sort of elliptically in the last segment, but put a finer point on it. Sewage and Water Board is a state agency, which means you have to rely on the legislature. As of right now, the mayor is the chair of the board, and then you have the council that sets the rates, which means you have to be political and know how to get things done and work with people. And Mr. Heyman may be able to do that after a period of time, but he's not going to be able to parachute on day one when he starts and have relationships with the governor, the leaders in the legislature, and the council. And I worry, because the needs are immediate, as we've been talking about, and the things that need to happen and how old the system is and just what the political climate is, that takes time. And it seems like we're kind of taking a step back. Even if he has skills that are more frontward facing, Louisiana in general is just a different animal, and you got to be able to hit the ground running.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. We'll see how it plays out. We'll come back, talk about TOPS and how many students or fewer students are receiving it right now. A minute late. Time for WWL First News.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out,
we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.